Canada follows France and UK with plan to recognize Palestinian state. Tsunami alerts lifted after huge earthquake prompts evacuations across Pacific. Tsunami warnings downgraded as threat to North America recedes. Trump to hit India with 25% tariffs plus penalty for trade with Russia. 7 more die from malnutrition in Gaza. Hamas-run ministry says Olympic star Dahlmeier dead after climbing accident. Family and fans give Ozzy Osbourne emotional send-off. More than a dozen children die because of food shortages in Sudan camp. Medics, Trump deserves. Open at Turnberry, says Sun. India and U.S. launch first of its kind. Satellite Adidas to raise prices as U.S. tariffs costs rise by 200 million. Tanzania's ban on foreigners operating small businesses sparks Kenyan backlash. UK to recognize Palestinian state unless Israel meets conditions. Russian missile hits Ukrainian training unit, killing and wounding servicemen. Why did Russian mega earthquake not cause more tsunami damage? What does recognizing a Palestinian state mean? A mistaken elevator, frantic emails and a run for help. How New York shooting unfolded. Russian soldiers scammed and robbed of war cash on return from Ukraine. Greece warns of invasion as it halts asylum on Med route. Why plane turbulence is becoming more frequent and more severe. Bowen, Israel's aid measures a gesture to allies horrified by Gaza starvation. Watch major earthquake off Russia triggers widespread tsunami warnings. Plan to recognize Palestinian state, a big change for British foreign policy. Watch, how did Gaza get to the brink of starvation? Watch, fighter jet swerves dramatically to avoid birds near packed beach. BBC visits Beijing region hit by deadly flood. Watch, New York in shock after fatal office shooting. Watch, nursing home residents rescued from China floods. Watch, BBC's Jeremy Bowen goes on board a plane dropping aid into Gaza. Southern European heatwave fans multiple wildfires. Passengers use emergency slides to flee plane fire in U.S. I witnessed war crimes in Gaza. Former worker at GHF aid site tells BBC. Gorilla habitats and pristine forest at risk as DRC opens half of country to oil and gas drilling bids. Christopher Nolan criticized for filming in occupied Western Sahara city. Eswatini opposition attacks U.S. deal as human trafficking disguised as deportation. UK's aid cuts will hit children's education and raise risk of death. Man rescued trying to reach Spain from Morocco in rubber ring and flippers. Sheinbaum demands return of Mexican citizens held at Alligator Alcatraz. Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry spotted dining together in Montreal. President Lula hits back as Trump tariffs threaten U.S.-Brazil trade showdown. UN holds emergency talks over sky-high accommodation costs at COP30 in Brazil. Canada's hockey case raised questions about toxic culture. So why did the accuser end up on trial? Thursday briefing, how global preparedness prevented a tsunami tragedy. Japan and South Korea reel from record-breaking heat. No, Oprah Winfrey didn't block access to a road in Hawaii amid tsunami warning evacuations. White House to end U.S. tariff exemption for all low-value overseas packages. Many countries downgrade tsunami alerts after powerful earthquake off Russia. Australia politics live. Power bills and Joni Mitchell references in final question time of sitting fortnight. Where a jury man, Paul Coe, a legend of the land rights movement, dies age 76. Bruce Lehrman claims police destroyed exonerating evidence and pending rape trial should be abandoned. Court hears. After-school care charged with producing child abuse material at 6 facilities across northern Sydney. Helen Garner praises Serious and Sensitive. Dua Lipa after musician adds Australian author to her book club. Ukraine Parliament to vote on law to restore powers of anti-corruption bodies.